It is Pride 365. I'm Houston, sitting here with Bonnie and Clyde, who just got off stage. How was it?
Electric.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It takes a lot out of you, though, right? I mean,
sometimes I think because this was our seventh one or sixth one of the in the last like 3 days.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, have you like?
And we have another one later.
Oh, that's my next question.
Yeah. Miami Music Week is always a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah, today we've gone a couple days already playing a lot of shows, so I think we're just ready to calm ourselves before the next one.
No, I get it. Yeah, and you're traveling all the time. Yeah. All the time. So you know where you are right now, Miami. But you don't call Miami home. It's L.A., right?
So we live in Los Angeles, but we actually started Bonnie and Clyde in Miami. Miami is very much Bonnie and Clyde's home.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Gosh, what are you working on right now, though? Like, I mean, because you're probably working constantly, I would imagine, like on the road and otherwise.
So there's an album in the works. We have the vision.
Yeah.
Don't want to speak too much about what that's going to look like.
Yep.
But it's getting rolled out as far as singles in the in-between. We're going to be focusing more on the underground and some club records.
Yeah.
Focused on just you getting lost on the dance floor, less like...
Like that, yeah.
It's a lot of words, you know?
Yeah.
Less about that and more just about like the production and some words, some theme and these type of things, but...
Sure.
The club.
Yeah, that's good. Because you're always dropping stuff in your sets that, you know, that you're working on and see how it goes and how the crowd reacts to it. And has the crowd ever surprised you with a reaction?
Actually, today when we were performing at the EDMAs, we played our song that is thankfully to you guys and all the radio guys. It went number one today on Billboard. And
congratulations.
I played this song today, and this girl in the front row started bawling.
Really?
Yeah, and in my mind, I was like, I wonder if she's heard the song before, if she was just feeling the energy from the song. But it's always really special when I can... As I'm performing, see the emotion in people. It's like one of my favorite things and why we do what we do. So.
Yeah, and the EDMAs are a pretty intimate setting because, you know, it's not a huge crowd, but it's a great crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The intimate settings are always really special.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what's your preference? Small crowd, big crowd?
I don't think...
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. I like diversification in my life. And
okay.
So that you can appreciate both, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They all have their own strengths, right?
I love being able to connect. When it's an intimate setting, I feel like I can really spend time meeting people after the show.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a different experience, but we're grateful for both.
Okay.
Different energies.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congrats again on the number one. I'm glad that you took some time to speak with us because, you know, I know it's a grind when you've got that many shows. And
thank you
so
much.
I appreciate you taking the time. Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys because we couldn't have done it without all you guys at radio and
Means
the world.
I mean, we're just doing a small part, but, you know, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Every spin counts.
We want to help as much as we can. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.